This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
All right. Welcome to it on a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. I'll try to sneak some calls in along the way, but we've got a packed schedule here thanks to the incredible production staff I have. The producers are bar none the best in radio today, and I've got just the best guests as a result, including our next guest, a good friend of mine, Jeffrey Ford, the Vedic IQ Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year, the World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year. By God, he's the smartest guy in the world. Here's Jeffrey Ford, everybody. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing great today. You wanted to speak a little bit about gaslighting today, and we, in an attempt to, you know, educate our listeners and not just talk politics and different things, but talk about some different topics and expand the conversation, if you will. We wanted to do that and push out a little bit. So gaslighting, first of all, for me, for the listeners, explain what it is in your opinion.
Okay. Gaslighting is a manipulative and a quite deceitful way of trying to get a person or even entire groups of people to question their memory, their perception of reality, and sometimes even their sanity. It can make you feel like you're going crazy. There's various techniques used for gaslighting, such as repeated questioning, misdirection, lying, contradicting, and persistently denying the truth. These techniques are being used by sociopaths and narcissists, and they're often quite charming people who use these things, too. And these folks, they don't come with warning signs. And it might surprise some people to know that many, many attorneys, advertisers, and politicians are being skillfully trained in how to use these techniques against you. So you really need to know how to defend yourself against this and what to look out for.
So when I think about gaslighting, when you put it that way, I think about, you know, the Soviet Union, the KGB, things of that nature, maybe Nazi Germany of World War II. Those are the things that come to mind to say, people, that's not really what you saw here. What you saw here was actually this, maybe Roswell, 1947, whatever. that's what comes. You didn't actually see a UFO. You saw a weather balloon, whatever it might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's actually a very good example, because what are you going to do? Are you going to believe your own objective reality? You see such a thing, or are you going to believe what you're being told that you should believe?
So when you look at one of the points that you make here, examples you use is the media out there basically, you know, don't look at the economy, don't look at all the good things going on. No, bad thing over here, bad, as they talk about this president as an example. You believe the media is, in effect, gaslighting.
Absolutely. And they use various techniques to do that, too. Just this week, we saw them using misdirection with their story about, for example, the day that the Dow closed, for the first time ever, at over 26,000. This is amazing. Donald Trump, in just his first year of office, the Dow has risen over 40% in just those 14 months. But we wouldn't know any of that if we didn't listen to shows like the Steve Gruber Show, because much of the mainstream media that day, they were focusing on exactly how tall is President Trump and how much does President Trump weigh. And they completely also seem to be ignoring the fact that African-American unemployment is at record lows. It's never been lower than what it's being recorded at right now. But again, you wouldn't know any of that if you were just depending on a lot of these fake mainstream news.
Well, that's because, Jeffrey, if I may, that's because those things aren't important. The president's body mass index and how many Diet Cokes he drinks, that is clearly paramount to what happens in America today.
Well, I am a little bit concerned about his aspartame intake, but we'll leave that alone for now.
For another day. But speaking of gaslighting, you say that you've been reading some articles, doing some research, that some men use this in a deviant way to seduce people, and not for a good end.
It's deviant, and it's really quite devious. One technique that a lot of these guys are using is that they'll start off a relationship being highly complimentary to the lady, paying incredible amounts of attention to her, and everything will be going absolutely great. And then all of a sudden, for no apparent reason, they'll begin to pull away from them. Now, the idea when they do that is to try to get the lady to work harder and to compromise even more of herself in order to keep those high highs coming in, because they'll wonder, what did I do wrong? How come, why is he drifting away? So the idea is to cause confusion and to make the woman work harder for their attention.
So really, it's about control.
You'll see with dating nowadays, and you see this in magazines, you'll hear even in movies sometimes. It's called negging. And it's when your partner will say little negative things to you and give you backhanded compliments. For example, they might say something like, you know, I won't usually date single mothers because of all of their drama and baggage, but I really like you, and I think you're worth the risk. Or perhaps something like, I really like your new top. Did it happen to come in any other colors? And the idea is to cause insecurity within you and to start looking at him for an authority figure on what you should be doing.
Well, that's kind of sick, actually. It's cruel.
It's extremely sick, and it's extremely cruel. And as long as I'm speaking to the audience, let me just say something to all you men out there who are busy trying to gaslight women for your own selfish needs. If gaslighting is part of your game, then you really don't have any game at all. So stop trying to manipulate other people's emotions and start working on your own character, your own conscience, and your own behavior instead. The world will be a lot better off, and so will you, if you knock it off and you treat people with respect and